protecting the soldiers. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The big debate on this Veterans Day is over why the president won't label Nidal Hassan's attack at Fort Hood as terrorism, implying that the Army is so politically correct about Muslims that it would knowingly allow a terrorist to infiltrate the ranks. Watching that service, you felt sad, but also angry that such a thing could happen on an Army base. What you may not know is that at the same time, across the country, in a service that got almost no national coverage, seven victims of an IED attack in Afghanistan were also being mourned at Fort Lewis. The soldiers at Fort Lewis died in the battlefield, doing what soldiers are expected to do, putting the mission ahead of their own lives. That doesn't spark the kind of anger Fort Hood did. And yet, those deaths were just as painful to the families. Soldiers have a unique job, where untimely death is part of the job description. But when they die in battle, it is no less tragic than if they died at the hands of someone like Hassan. I hope that the same critics who demand answers at Fort Hood in the name of protecting our soldiers will also demand that leaders choose all military missions carefully, that all the other options have been exhausted first, that the mission have a good chance of success, that the defense of the nation be truly at stake, and that there be a clear definition of victory. Otherwise, we're treating the soldiers we send abroad just as badly as if we knowingly allowed a terrorist into their ranks here at home. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.